and had to rest and everyone had to stretch. You know, everyone left it on the field, and that goes for my team and Fenwick. The past 3 years, it's just been a grudge match. They've won two of them. They have a great school, a great program, great soccer team. Again, we just battled it out. And that's kind of how you want it. We have more work to do, like I was telling the guys, but I'm just really proud right now. Exciting. And again, I think we can feed off this energy as we roll forward into Saturday's game against DGM.
Yeah, this is real to see the effort these guys had to put in. Both teams had to put in for the whole match. Says a lot, and again, it's always disappointing to see a team lose like this in a postseason, but if you can pull out a victory like this, it's very, very rewarding.
Exactly, very rewarding. And you know, it's on their faces. They're happy, they're excited. Yeah. Again, we get to face DGN. We're just excited right now, and we're gonna go into practice and work on some things. Just again, prepare. There's more work to do. And I think we can build off this excitement, this intensity, and give Downers Grove North the best we can.
Talk about some of the other people out there. We saw, you know, there's so many opportunities both teams have, and talk about some of the people that really were very happy with their performance.
Yeah, I was. I mean, they obviously game planned for TJ and Nick, our two goal scorers and assist leaders. And that again, I told our the few players, Joe Petrick, for example. That's going to open up a lot more space for him.
Yeah.
He did a great job finding that space and attacking that space. Matt Schuster did a great job, too, in the middle as well. Matt Warda came off.